with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly. For they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he perceives from far away. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart, even though our outer nature is wasting away. Our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if an earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Please, would you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be like water and sunlight to the truth that you have planted in our souls. Amen. Friends, today we celebrate our church school teachers and our volunteers, the people who have taken time out of their busy schedules to give of themselves. And it's not always easy. I don't know about you, but taking that time when you could be filling your own heart and soul here in service is a sacrifice. Even if you enjoy kids and you enjoy being upstairs, it is a sacrifice of time. And then you have to give of your patience and your talent. And it is challenging to be with kids because we don't always feel we're good at it. Kids ask the tough questions. They have so much energy. It's ridiculous. And it's tough to feel like you can keep up with them. It's kind of scary. It brings back memories of when we were in grade school. It can be intimidating to be with a group of kids. And yet some of us have taken time to do that. And some of us have been the recipients of that joy. Who here got to go to church school as a child? Now, I know that some of you will have had those bad memories where you were forced to learn things, right? When you had to recite things over and over, and it was hellishly dreadful. And yet, here you are, still in church, so they must have done something right. Who here got to go to church camp? Anyone go to summer camp or church camp? Yeah? And you got to sing those songs over and over again till they were like in your head, that when you come back from camp, you can still remember those songs. And you make friends, like you never make friends in regular school year, right? Those camp friends were a special kind of friend. And you got inspired by those camp leaders, and you look back now and you know they were just 17 years old. But they looked so mature and so much older and wiser when you were there, so cool when you were there and young at camp. And camp is the place where you got to do overnight camps in America, I know. So you got to have those first pangs of homesickness and those phone calls. Do you know next to Popeyes over in Cuyahoga Falls, there's a vestige of a phone box? Where you actually, I suppose then it would have been a punch one. But way back when, you had to dial even, and you had to put the money in, and so your mother would send you with a little bag of enough money to make the calls home. I see Jim's nodding. Yeah? And enough money to be able to go to the tuck shop. I don't know if they were called tuck shops here, but we called them tuck shops back home, and you could go to the little window only during certain hours at camp, and you could buy things, nice sweets or candy to eat. Treasured memories. Now, maybe you didn't have fun at camp, and maybe church school wasn't a pleasant experience for you. I want to tell you, it's a miracle I'm a minister. I hated church school. I hated it. You had to wait so long while that nice lady at the front peeled off the felt Moses and then stuck Moses up on this side and peeled off all the animals and put them back on to change the scene. I think I was like 30 years or maybe, I don't know, maybe, 30, well, however long. However many years ahead of my time, in that I would have loved it if she could just stick a DVD in and there'd be like some wild animated thing on the screen, or just stream YouTube videos for me. That would have been so much better. Because I was bored out of my mind in church school. I liked to stay with my mom in service, where at least I could stare up at the windows or look at the faces of the choir members. And look at me now. I'm the person up here. And someone, some small person is probably thinking, oh, I need to look at a window because Nanette's carrying on. Right? Now it's me up here. Because get this, God was working God's purpose out in my life. God was working God's purpose out in my life. Just the thing that psalmist said. And I know my sister-in-law is a teacher, and I have lots of friends who are teachers. And one of the best things about being a teacher, and you teachers in the midst need to tell me if I'm right, but as I hear it, one of the best things about being a teacher is that years later, those kids come up to you in the supermarket, oh, Miss Stewart or Mr. Stewart, you won't believe it. This has happened in my life, and this has happened in my life, and I remember you. I remember class with you, right? We can remember the teachers that had a positive impact on our lives. If you had a camp counselor or a Sunday school teacher or a youth leader who positively impacted your life, I'll bet you've got stories to tell. Because those people pour their hearts and their souls into our lives so that God's purposes can be worked out in our lives. Not right then and there. Sometimes only years later. Somebody wrote to me on Facebook the other day, we were at school together, and she said, I can't believe it, you're a pastor. And I went to the church website, and thank you for your sermons. I've been listening to some of them. Wow. Little did she think that I would end up on the other side of the world, But little did she think that I would end up being a pastor here in Akron, Ohio. So God's purposes take the most interesting turns. From me being irritated in church school at the felt Moses and the time it took to move the scene, all the way to today. And your life probably has its own twists and turns, whether you've journeyed through the valley of the shadow of death, whether you have struggled with addiction, whether you have wrestled with the loss of a loved one or the break in relationships, whether you are struggling with expectations that were unmet in your life, dreams that were dashed. Yet still, here you are, because God is still working God's purpose out in your life. And here's what Paul said to the Corinthians. We don't focus on what is seen. We focus on the unseen as we build up the body of Christ. Because we know surely Jesus didn't focus on what he saw in others. He had that way of looking at others and seeing in them the child of God and their full potential. Just like the most amazing teachers can do when they're with kids, where they're able to not feel too intimidated by the difficult questions, but celebrate a child whose mind is that alive. They see the unseen, the potential. And our graduates today are just starting to recognize their potential in life. Each and every one of us in each season of our lives is called to recognize the unseen potential in each and every person. The truth of it is, friends, we all carry a child inside, and it is a privilege and an honor for us to be able to nurture children in this church, but we nurture the child inside each and every one of us. As we get to know one another, as we pray for one another, as we shake hands, as we touch a shoulder, as we make eye contact, we minister to one another. And from the strength we gather as the body of Christ, we minister to those around us through our ministry partners like Open M, through our own food pantry and our ministries that happen right here out of this building. We build up the unseen. We welcome people in, and we always say, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, that's an affirmation of the fact that we don't look at what people look like or how much they earn or whether they're dressed the way we think they should be, what their family looks like. We recognize them as a child of God, as part of the body of Christ. We see in each other the potential, the unseen. And friends, that is the part that we love in one another. That is the part that we build up in one another so that God can work God's purposes out in each and every one of us, especially our children and youth and young adults. Amen.